You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On the Green Desk this week, Lily speaks with Lincoln Jefferson and Kate Bonham-Smith of the Manukau Beautification Trust about the projects they've got going on. The trust is focused on educating kids on the environment and is responsible for the biggest ecological cleanup in New Zealand.
Hello? If you can hear me, I'm sending this message from the year 2038 to tell you one thing. Lily was right.
Want a better future for the planet? Then listen up. This is The Green Desk with Lily Peacock, thanks to the Manukau Beautification Charitable Trust.
Let's start off with talking about what the Manukau Beautification Trust does.
Okay, so it's the Manukau Beautification Trust has been in existence for 15 years. It's a charitable trust that was set up basically after the Manukau Council, when the Manukau Council started to beautify the area. And then it kind of got transferred to a council-controlled organisation through Auckland Council. So we remove graffiti, that's our primary objective, in the 6 or 7 local boards. And we also do civic pride and environmental education.
Now with the environmental education, is that primarily through schools or is that community-wide? Or what are some of the projects that you're working on in terms of environmental education?
So environmental education we do through Eye on Nature, which is our primary schools program, and also through Tiaki, which is our secondary schools program. They're two separate events that kind of cover that education space, but we also do community beautification by doing town centre cleanups, mural work, and also the largest environmental cleanup, which we did back in 2016.
So there's quite a range of stuff that you guys are doing at the Manukau Beautification Trust, it seems like. Got your hands full?
We're like an octopus.
Yeah. Many branches. That's beautiful. With Tiaki, that's the secondary school competition, isn't it, that you work with in conjunction with industry professionals, encouraging science, technology, engineering and maths in secondary students, is that right, as well as environmental kind of education?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. So that's we did a pilot last year where we had 4 secondary schools and 4 businesses that showcased their innovative solutions to worldwide problems at the Vodafone Event Centre. And then this year we've kind of expanded where we're having 10 secondary schools on board, including MRI, I should add, to showcase their talents. In mid-August.
That's very exciting. I'd quite like to come out to that, actually. I feel like it'd be cool to see.
More than welcome there.
Oh, thank you. So other than some of the educational stuff, what other projects has Manukau Beautification Trust got coming up for the year?
So we've got 3 more town centre cleanups. We're doing one at Mangere Bridge and one at Waiuku. So they're both on Saturday the 6th of May, and they start from 8:30 in the morning. They go through to midday, and we provide all the volunteers that come along to those two with gloves and all the utensils, equipment that they need to beautify their area, and then we end up with a good old-fashioned Kiwi barbecue.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, so we got those two, and then on the 10th of June, we've got the Manerewa Town Centre Cleaner, which is a much larger affair, and that's on Saturday the 10th of June. Again, the same time, 8:30, 9 o'clock till midday. So those are the 3 town centre cleanups we've got left for the year. And then kind of the other big event will be Tiaki on the 11th of August at the Sir Noel Robinson Centre, which is at the Vodafone Events Conference Centre in Manukau.
That's quite an interesting space, that one. Is that the one with the Whitewater Rapids simulator?
Yeah. It is, yeah, and we've been really fortunate that we're one of 6 non-for-profits that are based there in their new container village called the Momentum Hub. So we've called that the Eco Box, and you know, we welcome anyone that lives in the area just to pop down and see us down at our Eco Box there, and maybe have a coffee with us, and we'll tell you a little bit more about it.
Oh, that's quite cool. Yeah. I had a question about what happens to all the waste from the cleanups, like when everybody's collected it. What happens to it?
So we try when we did the largest single environmental cleanup, we picked up 12.5 tons of rubbish in about 3 hours,
Oh my gosh. How many people did that take to get that much rubbish?
That was just under 2,000, 1,901 registered volunteers.
Wow.
And I think we probably just had over 2,000, but yeah, we 1,901. And we had about 20 different sites all along the Pirinui Stream and the Ortella Creek. So it was it just become a bit of an urban dump ground over the last 10 to 15 years. And we just wanted to make people aware that, you know, it's not a dumping ground. We want these to become places where families can go and visit and know that there's such a treasure out there. So it was with that in mind, we, you know, out of those 12 and a half tons of rubbish, we could only, the recyclables were only about half a ton. The rest, unfortunately, ended up going to landfill because it was so contaminated.
So 11 and a half tons that were left over went to landfill?
Yeah.
Wow. What's the ecological state of the water at the river now? Has it improved or is it still not very great?
Well, it recently won an award, a New Zealand River Awards. It won the Supreme Prize for the most improved water quality. I don't know whether Kate's able just to go a little bit more into the finer detail as the expert on that.
Yes, I'm sure the water quality has improved quite a bit due to the cleanup, but unfortunately water quality only improves when a number of factors around inputs into the stream are improved.
You know, we picked up 200 shopping trolleys, and out of those shopping trolleys we couldn't really give any back to the supermarkets because they were so contaminated. So we actually did upcycle them and turn them into chairs and into other items, which we can send you some photos to have a look. But we got our Boomer business, which is kind of our 50 year plus program, which have retired boomers that can come in and do some community work, actually turn some of the trolleys that we couldn't take back.
They sound great.
Yeah, and then some of the tyres that we found in the Pirinui Stream as well, we turned into tyre gardens. So we did, you know, we did try to think outside the box a little bit with our environmental partners and how to do it. But the truth of the matter was that we were really, you know, it was such a hard job to actually improve on. As much as we took a lot of rubbish out, the sad thing was that we couldn't really diversify much of it.
Mm.
But what I will say about cleanups is that once a concentrated effort is made by a community to continually remove rubbish, it's a little bit like the graffiti rule. Once you continually remove graffiti, incidences of graffiti reduce. And the same goes with dumping. When people start taking care of an area, other people are less likely to dump it. So that's one of the rules we are hoping will apply to the Pirinui Stream. We eventually would like to do ourselves out of the cleanup job in the Pirinui and be able to move on to other streams and have that nice flow-on effect carry on.
Mm. And we will be planning this year for a big cleanup there again in 2018, and we're hoping to get more than the 2,000 volunteers we got in 2016. So we'll be letting you know about that one.
Yeah, keep us posted for sure. Thank you guys for taking some time out to speak with me.
That was the Green Desk. Thanks to the Manukau Beautification Charitable Trust.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.